Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Daniel?
This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay's better than bad. I'll take that. I just don't want to hear anybody doing bad, you know? I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I've been through it before with another company.
Okay.
So I got a pretty good idea how it works.
Gotcha. You had another business before or you did it with this company?
I had another business.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, Whitlock Installations looks pretty new online.
Yeah, I had one that was called Dan the Handyman out of Memphis.
Oh, okay. Is that still up and running or you?
It is not.
No? Okay. Let's see what we could do for you here. Tara's sending me some notes on the conversation. So you already understand the value of it and what this can do for the company as far as bringing in customers.
I do.
Okay, good. Yeah, Google's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for about 18 years. So if you had the business within the last 18 years, I'm sure you've probably experienced it. Okay, so let me see here. Whitlock Institute. Okay, I'm not seeing a website or anything. Oh, here it is. Okay. What was I going to say? Okay, so you got the website built. And then doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now. Okay. Are you open to switching providers if we could show you a better way?
I mean, I don't know if it's necessary to switch providers other than just have another one, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could run them both, but I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service, and they usually tell me they like being on Google a lot better. After a while, they usually just end up leaving.
No, it's not something I have to switch right now.
Yeah, no, you don't have to switch necessarily. You could run them side by side and then obviously see what's best for you and make the decisions from there. If you want to keep them, keep them. If you want to switch, you know. They don't affect anything that has to do with Google. They're their own independent entity. I'm talking about HomeAdvisor by Angie's. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I've been on HomeAdvisor too as well on the other job.
Oh, okay.
It was better in when it was HomeAdvisor as far as getting better leads until it wasn't.
Mm.
I mean, the first, when I had the other companies, like the first 6 months, it was pretty good. And then it just went crazy and it's like it is right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been going through it lately. I've been hearing mixed reviews of people saying, you know, leads aren't turning into jobs and, you know, their leads are going to a couple other guys. So it's kind of killing them. They give a guy a quote and then somebody comes and undercuts them a day later.
I mean, it would be nice if I could even get someone to, I mean, probably 60% of the jobs or 70% of the jobs I get, I don't even get a chance to talk to the customer.
Oh, wow.
I don't answer the phone.
Wow, so it's just a number, and then are they still charging you for those?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, you'll definitely like being on Google a lot better. We won't charge you per lead or click or call or anything like that. It's just one flat monthly rate, keep you up there, and then the customers can contact you directly. So you won't have to worry about those situations.
How much is the rate?
So normally for a 40-mile radius, since you already have your own site, it's going to change things in the new and business credit, but normally it's about $499 a month. I can actually reduce the rate with a new and business credit. I could get it down to just $249. So it'd be a 50% price reduction if we use your site. And then we have to use the site that you already have, not build you a new one.
And that's fine and all, but okay, would reducing the footprint lower the price?
Reducing the footprint? What do you mean, like the radius?
The coverage areas.
No, that's just the maximum. No matter what, we'll customize it to you. A lot of times in the client interview, the business owner says, hey, I only want to keep it like 20 miles or 15 miles. You could definitely do that. But that pricing structure is based off of the programming just for the entire geographic area. So the way it works is like you're covering a service area or you're taking a spot in a service area that's like Chattanooga and surrounding areas. So once you fill that, they close out the category for that territory. And then you could personally go, hey, I only want to cover handyman or TV wall mounting within 20-mile radius, and we customize it to you from there. But the pricing is based on the territory in which you're securing a placement. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not based on geographic. When you do Google Ads and Google Guarantee, it is. There are other another type of first page placement on Google where...
So if I was to say, you know, instead of 40 miles, just do 20 miles, that's not going to change the price.
It won't. Not for a local listing like this one. If you were to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee, it would affect the pricing, but those campaigns are both way more expensive. Like the $249 pricing structure is about the lowest that you'll be able to find across the board for any kind of Google advertising. It always would go up from there.
Okay, is there any kind of contract that I have to get into?
Oh, no, it's month to month, Daniel. We go 30 days at a time with you, and there's a tracking system, too, so we could show you everything we're bringing in.
And how hard would it be to cancel this if I find it's not being profitable to me?
Yeah, I mean, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation or penalty or anything like that. It's just a phone call. I mean, we're not going to promote your business to people if you don't want us to.
And then how long is the reduced rate going to last?
I'll lock you in. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us.
And okay.
We'll send that in writing as well. Everybody gets it in writing with their invoice receipt.
So it's like $240 a month?
$249.
For life.
For life. As long as you're with
us. $250 for life.
Exactly. And then there's no other charges. You won't incur any additional lead fees, click fees, call fees, anything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're using your website there, so that also helps us get it down. Otherwise, if we had to build the website and do all the hosting and everything, it would be $299. But since you already have one, it's going to save you about $50 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, like I said, it's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years. With this pricing structure, I have no doubt that you'll be able to use this long term. You know, if I look at guys like Mr. Handyman at Chattanooga or Turn to Us Handyman Services, they're getting calls every single day, and they're doing it for consecutive months, years on the first page for double the price. So if I'm able to level the playing field, I mean, you're not going to have as many reviews as those guys starting out, so you might not get the same call volume as they're seeing initially, but over time, it'll fix itself. It'll sort itself out with the customers that are coming in.
Yes, sir.
As long as you get good reviews.
Okay.
Okay. So if I could approve that pricing structure, $249 month to month, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works.
Yeah, I can give it a shot.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. This is exciting because this is the I'm here moment, right? You actually will exist on Google. So we're going to do all your verification. On that first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
The 423-889-1006.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Last name is Whitlock.
That's correct.
Okay, Daniel Whitlock. And then what is your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
It is Whitlock Installations at Outlook.com.
Okay.
It should have been on my website.
Oh, yeah, I have your website right here. Let me go to contact. There it is, right at the bottom. Contact at when. This one's different.
And I'll have to make sure that's right then.
Yeah.
I tried to change it. Apparently Wix didn't fix it.
Okay. Yeah, this one's contact at WhitlockInstallations.com on your site. And then the one you gave me is WhitlockInstallations at Outlook.com.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, the Whitlock Installations is the correct one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I definitely want to update that.
It does have my telephone number on there, right, though?
I believe so. Let me check. Yeah, 512. No, that's different, too.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's another battle I'm going to have to fight.
How do you feel about your website?
I don't know. I've had it long enough.
Okay.
Well, I'm still working out kinks and stuff.
Are you doing it all yourself?
I am, pretty much. It's through like Winx.com or something like that.
Wix? W-I-X?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
It's not bad. I mean, I've gone through it, but are you sure you don't want to have it like professionally hosted? Because the benefit to you, especially with the placement and everything that we're doing for you online, is anytime you need to make a change like that, it's a part of our service, you know? And if Google's saying like, hey, he's now promoting himself for a new service, like let's say you went and put furniture assembly on there, we need to have that match up on the site and every other listing, you know, then we can go in there and do that without having to say, hey, you know, go jump on the computer, Daniel, and do this, that, or the other, and kind of, you know, we could just go ahead and handle it.
Okay, and how much is that going to cost me?
It's only a $50 difference for the custom website design and hosting. So your bill would be $299 month to month.
Does this include my domain and everything?
Correct. Yeah, since it's a Wix site, we'll be able to go in there, and then the hosting for the site, the domain ownership or the monthly payment, that'll be included as well.
Okay. Am I going to have – can I cancel the payment to Wix and just pay you?
Yeah, if you own that domain name, right, you bought the domain name outright, but we're just paying them for hosting?
I was paying like a monthly fee for the domain name.
Okay, let me see if I can get the agreement on here before I answer that. Let me go to Wix.com. Website. Buy and secure domains. And then I could plug in your domain right here. Search. Okay, on my journey, okay, this saying, is that it? No, yours is WhitlockInstallations.com. This one's saying we can get WhitlockInstalls.com for $0 a year. It's not showing me the agreement for your domain name on there, though.
I mean, I just did it last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, you should have access to it, but usually the way it works is they have you pay for the domain name outright, and then, or it would be like one time annually. Sometimes it's like $9.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's not even that. I mean, I believe it was annually, but it was only like $10.
Oh, yeah. See, some of them are zero. This WhitlockInstalls.com is zero for the year, you know? So usually you buy the domain. It'll either be for a year or indefinitely. And then the monthly payment is for hosting. We would provide the hosting, so you wouldn't need to make the monthly payment for hosting on your Wix site. But the domain name, like let's say after a year or 2 years on your agreement, it would expire. You would have to renew that. So you might have to pay $10 again next year for that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. I just want to be really transparent. So all your hosting would be covered, though. So you wouldn't have to pay the monthly cost towards your domain name any longer. Because we would take care of that for you.
All right.
Like the monthly cost for hosting. So, but yeah, having the website hosted by professionals in-house, I mean, anytime you want to upload photos, make a modification, change a service, change your email address, phone number, things like that on the site, we'll be able to fix those for you as well. Easy fixes for us.
Okay.
And it'll eliminate a lot of headache for you. It's like you have a marketing team in-house there. Just be able to modify it for you. And then also if Google says, hey, we need to change things to make sure it all matches up with what's on their Google business profile, we can do that as well. No problem.
I got you.
Okay. All right. So for your Google verification, they are going to send you a letter in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. You only got to do this one time. You're probably familiar with it if you did it with the other company. But what's the street address that I could send the verification letter to?
It is 8802
McKenzie, McKenzie.
Okay. Farm Drive.
Okay, yes.
Got it. Okay. And then you have the option here. You can hide the address or leave it displayed.
I would hide it.
Okay. Now, it will still show city, state, and zip on your Google Business profile. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but your street address will be hidden. They won't have any turn-by-turn directions or be able to show up at your door or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Any hours for the weekends?
No.
Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can. I use Square.
Okay, perfect. Save. Yeah, you're ready to go.
So all forms of payment, really.
Okay. All right, so I have your business profile created here. We do want to schedule a client interview appointment. The client interview, the agenda for that is to go over the website, make any changes that you'd like on the site, make sure that it's up to date, represents you properly. We're going to want to go over the services that you provide and the areas that you want to target. So usually it's about a 30 to 45 minute call, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What time would work best for you?
I'm pretty open right now, except for like in the day tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, any time today is pretty good. You just got to let me know.
Yeah. Let me see what I can do if they have.
Next week, I'm pretty open too.
Okay. So I have an 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's usually done the following day rather than same day because we have to submit your forms to Google for verification. And they want to have those submitted when we go into that call. But I have 11 o'clock tomorrow, or I could do Monday at whatever time's best for you.
11 tomorrow is fine. That is Eastern time, right?
Oh, no, that's actually 12 Eastern. I forgot that you're on Eastern instead of CT. So that'd be noon tomorrow.
I'm only like 30 miles away from Central time, so.
Yeah, you're kind of right on that line. You know, part of Tennessee is Eastern, and the other part is Central. Yeah, so it would be noon, actually, your time.
That's fine, too.
Okay, all right. So I'm going
to say. I just wanted to make sure because I've gone through this before and they were like on mountain time. I'm like,
uh-oh.
You told me that.
No.
I'm sitting here at like 10 o'clock expecting a call and they're planning on calling at 12. I'm like, oh. So I call them up. I was like, what happened to this call? Oh, yeah, we're mountain time. I was like, that's good to know.
Jeez. No, okay. So just to be clear, it's going to be 12 to 1 tomorrow. Actually, just to triple check everything, I sent you a calendar invite right now to your email, whitlockinstallations@outlook.com. And then I also set up a automated text message reminder that you'll receive at 11 o'clock tomorrow, your time, or 1 hour before the appointment.
Okay. Oh, there's the client interview right there. So I got it.
There it is. Yep. So it should be scheduled at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard, which will be 12 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Okay.
Okay. And that's locked in there. There'll be a separate representative. I'll introduce you to them as we come along. They're stationed right next to the Google headquarters. So they'll be the ones helping us customize the campaign for you and then making sure it gets launched properly and timely.
Okay.
All right. Client interview, good. Account submitted. Verification letter on the way. All right. So let me go to your billing here. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Daniel, how did you want to do that?
The credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. I will add Whitlock Installations to the invoice receipt. That way you can write it off. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to verify with Google?
It is.
All right. I'm ready for you.
It is 4147.
4147.
2027.
2027.
7318.
7318.
1746.
1746. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
The September of 2030.
09 of 2030. And then there should be a three-digit security code on the back.
The 869.
869. Okay. And we have a security question for your profile with us. This is so you can verify the identity of one of our representatives if they contact you, or vice versa, we can use to verify your identity. You have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Daniel?
Sturch.
Sturch.
S-T-U-R-C-H.
Oh, I would have put E-U-R-C-H. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and update this. S-T-U-R-C-H. Re-enter answer. S-T-U-R-C-H. Save. Okay. Perfect. So Sturch will be your security question. All right, and then there is a voice verification that I'm going to walk you through. This is going to outline the service agreement. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything during the voice verification that you don't agree with or don't understand, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I do want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Whitlock Installations.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Daniel Whitlock, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, that's really important. So we're not saying that you can't do anything else or you have to cancel anything. Like I was mentioning earlier, you don't have to cancel anything. But if you're going to add anything after today, please double check and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. All right. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 19, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. We've included the custom website design for you, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign as well. This pricing structure is locked in indefinitely, so it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day, but you'll keep that pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, that won't go up or change on you in the future. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. Oh, I actually wanted to run this by you. These are just options in the prompt here. You don't have to jump on these, Daniel, but I'm going to run these by you because they can actually save you money. So there's a three-month prepay option that you could do. It's $700 for the three-month prepay. With the discounts that you're currently on, that'll actually save you about $200 over the next 3 months. There's a six-month prepay you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a annual prepay that you could do for $2,500. And that's with the website hosting, everything. That'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. Would you like to capitalize on any of these?
Is this something I can capitalize on at a later date?
Usually, initially, they have it done on the setup call, and then after that, it's automated billing. They don't actually manually do it.
I'll stay with the month-to-month for now.
Okay. And then what I'll do, actually, I'm the supervisor here. Let me go in here and just send you my direct extension. If you reach out to me directly, I can get in there. I can adjust it for you. But you got to call me directly.
Yeah, I want to see how it works first before I start throwing a bunch of money at it.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, let us I like that too. That's typically the route we take with everybody's earn their business first, and then we could talk about doing bigger stuff down the line.
And if I was already an established business, it might be different.
Yeah, but it's just new.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it may crash and burn, so in that case, I might have to go somewhere else.
No, it won't. The people, if you look at the people that are on the first page of Google, they've been around for a long time, and that's the reason. So this is designed to stop you from crashing and burning and put you right at the fingertips of anybody looking for your services, right? Somebody types in handyman, you're going to be right there. You just got to click on it and call you. So you should
have
to worry
about that. So is this you sending me a text message here?
Yeah, so that text is my direct number and extension. Okay, that way you can reach out to me directly. You don't get caught with a customer service rep telling you, hey, we can't upgrade you, because they just don't have the ability to do that. But if you contact me and you say, hey, I want to do one of those 3, 6, 12-month deals, save myself some money, I'll take care of you. I'll get in there, honor it for you.
And your name is John?
John, yep. Last name's Hill. I'm the director.
And your local splash.
Local splash. Mm-hmm. And then any new business, I recommend that you give it a shot for 3 months. Okay, I know that it's month to month, but we ask you to try it for 90 days when you're first signing up, because we're building everything from scratch for you.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay. It says here, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process this payment here as this goes through.
Yes, hold on a second. You said, so your cancellation terms are pretty much I can cancel anytime, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was telling you. But we do recommend that you try it for 90 days. You know, we give it
that's fine.
Before you evaluate it. They say if you terminate it prior to 90 days, it'll be an early termination fee, but I highly doubt that'll be the case. I'm pretty sure it will be a long-term marketing solution for you. Like I said, I've worked with a lot of guys who have used Home Advisor by Angie's in the past, and they always tell me, why didn't you call me sooner? Why didn't you call me before I did that? You know? So with that history and that track record of people telling me that, I feel like that this is going to be a long-term solution for you. If you're canceling anything, it's probably going to be those guys, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that...
Okay, well, let's do this, since how... There's the potential of a early termination fee in 90 days. Just sign up for the 3 months.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Might as well save the money if I've got to have it anyways.
Yeah. It's a $200 saving, so I like the way you think. I'm a Costco guy, so I like buying things in bulk and saving the money anyway. It just makes it easier to feed the kids.
Yep.
All right. Give me 1 second here so I can adjust this. All right. You caught me right at the nick of time, too, because at the end of the voice verification, when you say, I agree to the renewal and cancellation, it automatically will run the transaction. So you said, hold on, and I actually saved it and gave us that option. Okay. Let me go ahead and adjust. Okay. So the initial invoice will be $700. This will cover you for 3 months. So this is all the way into prime time. It'll take you all the way to June 19th of this year. On June 19th, what it'll do is be set up to flip back to the $299 billing unless you contact me and say you want to do another prepay, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just be aware of that. All right, so let me go in here. Adjust your invoice. Okay. All right, now when this payment clears, you're going to receive... 3 text messages. Okay. What is going on? Okay. Edit subscription. Oh, go. Okay. I already did this. So 3 months. Sign package. This is with the website hosting. Oh, okay. They want me to plug in your domain name here so that we could do the hosting for you. Give me 1 second. Okay. Verify website is through Wix. It's making hosting payments to the annual payment for his domain name. Should be good. I just got to get this, all the confirmation before I process anything. So, it's because your website, so I need them just to confirm that we'll be able to transfer the site. You have all the login credentials already for the site?
I believe so. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Yeah, because they're going to ask for it, not now, but during your client interview tomorrow at noon.
Okay.
So we definitely want to have that readily available. If you do have it, you could always text it in to us as well, too, so that way they could already have access to it. But we're going to give this thing a facelift. You didn't do a bad job on it, but you'll see what I'm talking about here. They'll go in and customize it. Any photos that you have, like before and after shots, you want to do that. It's kind of got like some generic stock photos in there. But the logo's good. We'll keep that logo consistent across the board.
Yeah, that's the one I put in there.
Yeah, no,
I got that through Vistaprint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like
that's
it.
That's what my business card looks like, too.
Yeah, no, it's perfect for a handyman logo. It gives it an A-plus rating when I plugged it into the system, so there's no problem there. Website, are these logos good? Just the website's kind of, I don't know if you've looked at it on a PC before, but the PC, it's just kind of got it all. It's the photos are kind of scattered.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm not a professional. So.
No, it's fine. It's going to be professional.
So, you know? They'll be able to walk me through everything I need to do with this other website and help me pull all the stuff off it during the interview too, right?
Yeah, actually, they'll do it for you, right? So that will get they'll gain access to it. They'll sit down with you and collaborate as far as like if there's specific changes you want or if you're okay with like a full remodel. I can actually send you a couple of demo sites that we already have from our company website here. And this will kind of open your eyes to it. It's harder for me to explain it than for you to just kind of see how we do it. They have hundreds of different templates and layouts that you can use as like the starting point and then the modifications of everything. They just go through it and they have different things that you could do. You could put scheduling on there, payment processing, booking. These are all links for your customers to be able to go in there and just like book, schedule with you, run payments there. You could set up your reader.
Can I get you to hold on for just a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't going nowhere.
Sorry about that. That was an old customer from Memphis.
Hey.
I had to inform them that I'm no longer there.
Oh, gotcha. I was going to say, customers come first, but if it's you're no longer in that business, then that doesn't apply.
Well, you know, they might know somebody in Chattanooga, and they'd be like, hey, this is who I would recommend to your stuff.
Right, right, absolutely. That's why it's always, like, the reviews and how you treat people. I mean, that's just a life thing, you know? But the older I get, the more I realize people didn't teach them the way my mother taught me to treat people how you want to be treated, you know?
Yep.
But karma is real.
Definitely.
Karma is very real. You put good energy out, you get good energy back. Okay, so I processed this. You should be receiving some confirmation messages here. But also what I was detailing before the call came in is your website's, I mean, it's fully customizable. Anything that you envision for your site, we'll be able to do because it's a team of professional graphic designers that are going to be building it. Okay, so it's not just one man logging on there trying to figure it all out. If you're like, hey, I want call tracking tools on there so I can track all these calls and record these calls that come through the site, they'll be able to do that. If you want a live chat feature on there where if they send a message on the site, it goes directly to your phone. It's a text message. They'll be able to do that. They can book and schedule with you directly through the site. We could even set up payments for your Square Reader through the site so they could pay you directly through there as well. It'll be fully customized. So it won't be just a simple kind of layout site that you have now. We'll be able to fully customize it and make it a tool that makes your life easier.
Sounds good.
Okay. So you should have everything in writing there. The only things I want you to focus on right now, I don't want you to overwhelm yourself, right? Just sign the subscription terms. We do have an app that you could download as well. It's called the Local Splash app in your app store. That's really useful. It'll help you oversee everything right there at the tip of your fingers. And then be available for the client interview tomorrow at noon. Okay. I gave you my direct number and extension. You're also going to have an assigned account manager. But anytime you need help, you have questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. Please save that number. That way you know it's us when we're contacting you as well.
Okay.
Okay. And that's pretty much the gist of it. So, you know, you just want to sign your subscription terms, and there'll be a form they'll ask you to fill out via email, and then we will reach out to you tomorrow at 12 o'clock, go right into the client interview, get the website set up, and start customizing the campaign.
All right, that sounds good. I'm looking up the terms right now.
Yep, that's the full outline. So I sent you everything in writing, and then as promised, too, you know, you mentioned something to me really early in the call. I said, hey, does that price go up or change? So I made sure that it's outlined in there. You have that $700 you paid. It's going to cover you until June 19th. And then after that, it'll be set up to automatically process at the $299. As far as any fees for cancellation of website in there or cancellation of service, early termination, none of those are going to apply to you since you did the 3-month prepay. So don't worry about those. You can bypass those. Don't panic.
Okay.
Okay. That's just kind of like a blanket statement agreement that comes out to every single business owner that signs up. But you already had your own domain, and so we provided the hosting. And obviously, if you discontinued it, you still own your domain. So there shouldn't be any issues there with transfer of domain or additional fees if you ever left us.
All right, then.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Again, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our call tomorrow at noon for the client interview.
All right, appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.